No, outside of Williams, I know. Yeah. Williams is his right name. It's Bill for shortness. Yeah.
And if you had an uncle named William, what would you call him? What?
Oh, Uncle Bill. Yeah, for shortness.
Mm-hmm. What about the first of the four Gospels?
Huh?
What's the first of the four Gospels?
Oh, Lord, now I remember them things I should know. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had an uncle named John? How would you call him?
No, I don't know. John got another name, but I wouldn't know.
But do you know the rivers in Charleston, South Carolina?
See what?
Do you know what the rivers are that you know, Charleston's in the middle of the rivers?
Oh, well, you'd call it out in the midstream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the middle.
Do you know the name of those rivers?
No. No, I don't have any name. Now, you take like this river here, we call it the Saplo River because it leads up into the Saplo Bridge. Now, that river down there, we call it Crescent River because it heads up into Crescent. And down going into Saplo, that river would call it the Saplo River. Well, the main stream call it the Inland Route. And when you get to Hazard out of the Sound, well, you can go this way and that way, go up Mud River, and come up Scott River, which is Mud River used to be the old stream, but they never could keep it open, so then they cut this new way through and call it Scott Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get out of Scott Creek, then you come to what they call the dividing, that you could go back down river, or you could keep on, come up to Cedar Point, come up to Crescent, all them branches off from it, don't you see?
What relation is my mother's sister to me?
Huh?
What relation is my mother's sister to me?
Your mother's sister to you? Your first cousin? Your aunt? Your aunt.
What would you call a preacher that is not really a trained preacher and he works someplace else during the week and then on Sunday he goes out and he doesn't even have a regular pulpit, he preaches here and he preaches there?
Well, we'd call him a licensure. He's already ordained, and all we could see, he's just a minister, but he don't have a church of his own. Yeah.
What if you're not even sure he's ordained and you don't think much of him as a preacher?
Huh?
If you don't think much of him as a preacher, you're not even sure he's ordained.
Oh, I'd call him a stump knocker.
A stump knocker?
Yeah, I'd call him a stump knocker.
What about, you ever use the word jackleg for somebody like that?
Me? No.
Or have you ever heard it used?
A gasoline station.
Jackleg.
Oh!
A preacher.
Well, that's him. Yeah, they call him jackleg because he's not been ordained.
Mm-hmm.
You see, after he's ordained, you see, they got to go through a test. And if they're not qualified, well, then he's still trying to preach. Make you call him a stump knocker. Or something like that because he's not ordained. But when if he can stand the test when he's examining, well then he's granted a license.
Mm-hmm.
You see, then he's a licensed preacher that he can preach anywhere. But outside of that, why, you just call him a stump knocker. He's knocking around from one place to the other, trying.
Would you ever talk about a jackleg doctor or a jackleg lawyer?
Well, yeah, because you don't know the law. You can
just
only go so far and no further.
Mm-hmm.
So we call him a jackleg. Because you lose more cases than you win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back in the 50s, we had President Eisenhower.
Uh-huh.
Remember back in the 50s when Eisenhower was president?
Yeah.
If you didn't want to call him president, you could call him something else. What would that be?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know that because he's in the office.